You're listening to the John C. Scott Political Forum. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Thank you and good afternoon. Welcome to our show. This portion of the John C. Scott Talk Show originates from the Perfection Auto Works studios. And each year at this time, we suspend our political talk and talk about bicycles for children. Jesse Lugo and I, about 20 years ago, got together and said, let's raise some money for some bikes. I think we had three bikes, maybe five, couldn't have been more than 10. And now we're at 12,500 bikes and over $500,000. Here's my good friend Jesse Lugo. It's time for Bike in a Box Efforts 2019.
Absolutely, John. You know, as you just stated, 21 years ago, with the assistance of the John C. Scott Show at KTUC, I believe the radio station was.
I believe it was. That's where we started.
And so recall that we started at the El Casino Ballroom. And the reason why that happened was that the roof had blown off there at the ballroom, and they needed assistance then to put some funding together to put that roof together. And so the first year that you and I did the first radiothon, we were able to raise money for 25 bicycles. Then we grew to 50, 75, 150, and 500 over that period of time. But the last year we were there was 11 years ago, where we actually used to assemble the bicycles. That year we assembled about 650 bicycles in about 2 hours.
And that was astounding.
Well,
and people still talk about volunteering to help put those bikes together.
Well, that happened because we had about 240 volunteers, I believe. Just,
and 10 to a bike.
And so once the bicycles were assembled, then we put a safety line. Once those bicycles then came to that safety line, then my brother-in-law Dan Medina and I actually inflated all the tires, and we had a 10-millimeter wrench to make sure that the handlebars were tight and installed correctly. But then that was on a Saturday. Sunday was the event we did the bike giveaway, where we had bike shops here in Tucson actually donate their time. So if that bicycle needed a minor adjustment on the seat or handlebars, they did that before the child took the bike home. So after the 10 years, then it was time for me to move on. I had left them the template how to continue the success of getting bicycles for needy children there, primarily in South Tucson. And then my CPA encouraged me to start Lugo Charities, a nonprofit organization, but to continue the efforts of Bike in a Box. So we did that. So the first 3 years were at the St. Augustine Cathedral Church downtown for 3 years. Then in the fourth year, then we moved over to Alslosh 385, where we're at now at 1800 North Oracle Road. So it's been a great run, John, 21 years, over 12,500 bicycles that have served now needy children throughout Tucson.
I know. It's been the best thing we've ever done. We've done political talk, you know, since 1989. It's when we first started. And we were at KTKT for about 7 years, KTUC for 7 years. We were at the Jolt, then we were here at KVY, and back and forth from one station to another. But there's one thing that's never varied, and that is Christmas and Bike in a Box and raising money for bikes. And we want you to pick up the phone and call us at 790-2040. One bike's $45. Make a pledge, please. 790-2040. Like to hear you on the air today and like to hear you pledge at least enough money for one bike or more. 790-2040 for Bike in a Box 2019. This is one of the most successful charities in town. We're very proud of all the work that we've done, and it all accumulates when Santa and Mrs. Santa arrive at the Elks Lodge there on Miracle Mile, and he comes out of the sky in a ladder from the fire department, and we get the bikes, some 500 of them every single year to needy children. This, you know, the event itself is just a huge celebration, Jesse. It really is, and people just come to witness it, and we invite them back for this time around. And the date will be?
It'll be Saturday, December the 7th.
December 7th.
One of the
day that we'll live in infamy.
One of the key items are where we need help, and certainly there's no such thing as not enough help, is when the Walmart truck will arrive there at 8 o'clock, but we're asking volunteers to arrive there by 7:46. Not at 7:47, because then you're going to be late. We got to be ready for Walmart, because we'll have friends, family members, firefighters, police officers that are off duty then to help us then unload the trailer. Last year, Terry D with Home Depot, he was our timekeeper, but also Terry was a moderator to make sure where the bikes need to go to get ready for the event. And when the last bicycle was removed off the trailer, then he announced, I said, time, 28 minutes, 16 seconds.
Wow.
That's 500 bicycles. In fact, you can actually, for people that are listening to the audience, you can actually donate online. Go to lugocharities.com. You'll see the donation button. You can then sign on to a secure site where you can make your contributions, or you can also download the contribution form and mail it in.
All right. Matt Lawitz is on the phone with us. Matt, welcome to our show. And it's Bike in the Box time.
You know, I love donating to this charity and knowing, you know, what a small amount of money can have such a big effect on so many children here in Tucson. It's gonna be a lasting experience, not just for them, but their entire family. Because you know that bike is gonna be used by the entire family eventually. It's gonna be passed down to a younger brother or sister, or it's gonna be borrowed occasionally by a family member. And I don't think there's a charity out there that can match what you guys have done. With this one simple idea, which is every kid deserves a bike.
Thank you, yeah. Matt. That's so kind of you to say that.
Well, Matt, you know, what you just stated about the one bicycle that may be shared by other siblings in a household, let me tell you the reason why Bike in a Box. We give the bicycle in the box, so this way the parent or guardian have the responsibility to assemble that bicycle. Now, as you may know and the listening audience, if you just give the bicycle that's already assembled and say you have a single parent mom that does not have the knowledge how to maintain that bicycle, most likely if you got a flat tire, you'll probably be pushed in a corner and never used it away. But if Uncle John actually helped assemble that bicycle and little Johnny, I said, told Uncle John I have a flat tire, well, Uncle John was going to make time to go fix that, well, show that child how to fix that tire. So this way, that bicycle will remain in use for many, many years. But we know for a fact that after the Christmas holiday, that many, many of these bicycles then are you can actually see them in many, many middle school and elementary schools throughout Tucson.
Matt, thanks for your bike. I appreciate it very much.
All right, you guys have a good day.
Okay, we'll put you down for one bike. Got it? That's all right? Very good. I'm Matt Lawitz with our first bike. By the way, it's such a wonderful thing that we've done. But Chris DeSimone and his great morning show and his wonderful audience came up with about $14,000 in donations in just this week. And he's taken over some of the weekday responsibilities of raising money for my Bike in the Box. I just want to thank Chris. He has a great show. He has a great audience. And they're obviously very generous. They understand of giving a child a bike is a very important thing. They've seen what we've done over the years. And they did a remarkable job of really making a huge amount of donations just in one day. And so we thank Chris for his great show and his wonderful, loyal audience. Yeah. We just can't thank him enough. He's a great guy.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, that was a huge success yesterday because John was remarkable because the majority of the pledges, people actually went online, lugocharities.com. They made their donation. As soon as they did that, then I received a notification on my cell phone to acknowledge the amount, and certainly then announced it on the radio. But again, yes, as you stated, we want to thank Chris DeSimone with Wake Up Tucson, Ed Alexander on The Voice 1030 AM radio, trusted local news and talk.
Well, Lugo Charities has partnered with the Elks Lodge 385, as we mentioned a bit earlier, to hold the annual 500 bicycle giveaway to benefit underprivileged children in Tucson. And the children are selected within social service agencies and youth groups and churches and schools and family support organizations throughout the community. And the bicycles are distributed in a box so that parents and guardians, as Jesse just explained, can together with a child assemble the bicycle and promoting the true Christmas spirit of family unity and teaching children the basic assembly and adjustments to their new bike. Children also custom fitted for safety helmets provided by Tucson Medical Center and their volunteers. They've every year given over 500 helmets for bikes that we were giving away. For every child that got a bike, they got a bike helmet.
You know, one thing, you know, we thank Tucson Medical Center for the many years that they have sponsored bicycles for every child. So each and every person that calls in to sponsor a bicycle, Tucson Medical Center custom fits each child with a safety helmet. And certainly these children now have the safety then to travel, you know, throughout Tucson, but also hopefully, you know, for school. But we want to acknowledge Tagline Media, Deb Weisel. Tagline Media actually does the maintenance on our website, LugoCharities.com, and does a new post on it. The reason why it's so important, it makes it easier for me then to track all these contributions, because this is a one-stop shop. There is no secretary or treasurer on Legal Charities. I do it all. So once we receive that contribution, then I mail in their pledge amount, because it's a tax deduction. So you give us whatever amount to sponsor a bicycle, then you get a receipt for it. Stick it in your tax forms there, so you give it to your CPA or whoever does their taxes, so you can get a tax deduction.
790-2040. Love to hear from you, just as Matt has called in with his donation of a bike. We'd like your donation, too, to be made public by just picking up the phone. We've had phone problems at the radio station for a talk radio station that's kind of deadly. But the phones seem to be fixed now, thanks to the Bike in the Box effort. 790-2040. Pick up the phone. We'd love to hear from you. But one bike's $45. That's it. I'd like to have you give as many as you want, but please give us one, at least 790-2040. Call the Bike in a Box hotline at the John C. Scott Political Forum for this December. I want to thank Jesse Lugo once again for the amazing amount of his donation of time and effort, which is almost year-round, to make the Bike in the Box effort each year one of the most successful charitable efforts in all of Pima County. You know, each year Santa and Mrs. Claus greet all the children and are pre-selected for this special event. Let's talk about the children that get the bikes and who they are and how they're selected, Jesse.
Sure. There's 35 organizations this year. They're within churches, schools, nonprofit, youth support centers that select all the children. We use this forum because these organizations, they see the children each and every day. So they can identify the children that two issues on that on criteria, financial need and hardship cases. Not only do they see this child, but from, as I understand, they also are able then to meet the parents. So certainly there's a lot of need here in Tucson. And by doing so, they do a great job. In fact, last Sunday, my wife, our cousin Sandra and her daughter Tabitha did a huge mailer. So anyone that has donated in the past, they should have received the letter and a contribution form yesterday. So if you receive that, and please just mail in your pledge, I said, and just on the envelope, just put John C. Scott Shows. This way you know that then they were acknowledged that they received that letter.
All right, we've got Marathon Oil on the phone. We're going to take a break and come back with their donation. This portion of the John C. Scott Show originates from Perfection Auto Works Studios. It's a Bike in a Box, well, money-raising event. 2019. So pleased you decided to join us. Pick up the phone, call us 790-2040. Donate a bike for a child, please. Back in a moment. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the John C. Scott Political Forum. We're not talking politics today. We're talking about bicycles for kids. 790-2040. Call us and donate a bike, please. You know, I went over to the theaters at Crossroads Shopping Center today to meet a bunch of people that listen to talk radio on the weekends, conservatives and liberals alike. To kind of talk about the movie Midway, which was showing at 11:30. We all got there about 10:30, had some coffee and talked to each other, right, left. It was just a great exchange put together by Mike Emery of Perfection Auto Works. I want to thank all the people for showing up this morning. Great to meet you, and I'm glad that that you came by the theater. I think Midway is going to remind us of the great sacrifices of so many that saved this world from a terrible fate. And we appreciate all that sacrifice. Jesse, a little bit about Santa coming to the... All right, let's go to the phone and talk with Nicole. Nicole, you're with the pilot school, right? Hello, Nicole? Hi. Hi, Nicole, you there?
Hi, yeah, I'm here.
Oh, thank you. Jesse's with us, too.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi.
Hi, well, thank you for calling. You know, I said you're here with live with John C. Scott Show on doing the bike... a giveaway for a Bike in a Box. Tell us about your school and what these bicycles mean to all the children that are going to be receiving the bicycle on Saturday, December the 7th.
So I'm from Elvira Elementary, a fifth grade math teacher there, and through the generosity of Legal Charities, we're able to receive 50 bikes. And when that goes to our school, we're allowed to give each teacher a choice of picking two students from their classroom that are in need and could really benefit from this opportunity. After we get all of those names, we compile with the principal, with the front office staff, and our parent involvement, and we really see, you know, which kiddos are truly in need. At times, it's kind of hard because some of these families go under the radar and don't really ask for much, but those are the ones that need it the most and could truly enjoy it the most. And then we give out the invitations once those are delivered to us, and the excitement begins there from the kiddos. And for many of them, they don't believe it's real. When we hand them the ticket and let them know that they're going to get a brand new bike with a helmet, they can't believe it. They always ask, what's the catch, or do I have to give it back? And so it's amazing to see their reactions there, let alone the day of Bike in the Box. It's unbelievable to see their faces.
You know, the parents, you know, that you see on a daily basis with these children, you know, when they're dropped off at school at Elvira Elementary, you know, tells a little bit about the demographics of the students, you know, that attend your school there.
So we are a K-6 school, and we have over 700 students. We have 80% of our students are on free or reduced lunch. So when we make these decisions for the bikes, it takes hours because there are so many families that we know that this could benefit and could truly make their Christmas and this holiday time so magical. So it's a really time decision, almost at time heart-wrenching on our end, because there are so many families that could benefit from this organization and this event. We're also a neighborhood school, so we have many students that walk to school and walk home from school. And so the day after Bike in the Box, that Monday, it's really exciting to see. We often see most of the bikes there Monday morning with kids coming to school on their bikes instead of walking. And it's really refreshing to see them and how excited they are that they don't have to walk to school anymore and that they have a bike that they can get to school on.
You know, Nicole, and giving away so many bikes over so many years, the one thing that I've noticed that every child that receives one seems to have a new freedom, a new liberation.
Mm-hmm.
They're not walking anymore. They're literally almost flying on a bicycle that they could only imagine having and probably would never have had we not started this effort. I just think it's amazing how happy these children are. I mean, the smiles on their faces is worth everything. It makes my Christmas every single year. It has for 20 years. It just makes it so important to realize how happy a child can be from a simple gift of a bicycle.
You know, Nicole, one of the things that I ask also that some of the other schools that receive the bicycles for the children that that ride the bicycles, you know, say after the Christmas holiday, how more alert they are in class versus, you know, prior to not be able then to ride their bicycles, because not only it's good exercise, but also taking in a lot of oxygen. Do you see that as a positive thing for the students that do get the bicycles then after the new year when they're attending school, that it appears that you know they're more in tune with the education?
Oh, absolutely. I feel like it's a huge, not only just in physically, but it emotionally. It is a huge self-esteem boost for a lot of these kids because it's something that they never dreamed that they would have. And so coming to school with it and having that pride, and it's also, too, you see the pride in the kids with their new bikes and not even wanting to share with their siblings at times because they're so prideful in this wonderful thing that they now have. And you see them not only transfer that over to healthy benefits in riding the bike, but also wanting to be more engaged in general now in terms of sports, in terms of academics, and just school pride overall.
Nicole, thanks so much for being a part of our effort, and thanks for everything you do for our community and our kids, and I'm so glad you're a part of this. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Nicole.
Jesse, there are so many other people like Nicole that, you know, kind of a part of this effort that you may never hear about. And that's why I'm so glad to talk with Nicole, because we want people to realize that there's hundreds of volunteers, really, that make this thing happen. Not only the people that fit these helmets, but the people that take these bikes and obviously stand with these children and get them so that they can ride them, but also just a part of this whole effort. It's just amazing.
You know, in fact, John, if you have a new listener at this time, Just log in to LugoCharities.com. Take a look at some of the photos, but the videos, you actually will see a video when we then have the volunteers that will show up on Saturday, December the 7th at 7:46 a.m. unloading the bicycles. You'll see two lines with many friends, firefighters, police officers. Takes us less than 30 minutes to do that task. But that's the first part of the event. Then, of course, at 10 o'clock, Santa will arrive in a fire ladder truck with Mrs. Santa. They'll be hoisted up in the air like they're coming down from heaven. We'll have the superheroes there also. And so it's a grand event. But if you're feeling gloomy and doomy and just not into the holiday spirit, I guarantee, I said, it will lift your spirits. Join us on Saturday, December the 7th. You want to arrive there about 9:30 in the morning before Santa and Mrs. Santa arrive in the fire truck to actually be able to witness the joy that it brings to every child. You'll see smiles from ear to ear on all the children that are in attendance along with their parents.
December 7th, it's when the bike giveaway begins, and at about 10 o'clock in the morning, right?
10 o'clock in the morning, sharp.
All right. By the way, we want people to realize that it's just a phone call away to help these children get their bicycle. 790-2040. 790-2040. I want to thank, too, the fire department of the city of Tucson for their ladder truck and bringing Santa and Mrs. Claus down to earth. And also the Tucson Police Department that handles all the parking and the transportation and traffic situation to protect the kids right at the corner of the Elks Club. It's amazing.
The one thing we do want to acknowledge, Elks Lodge 385, located 1800 North Oracle Road, because they are our host there for the daily event. We have many, many volunteers, not only members of Elks Lodge 385, but also friends that actually help with the registration line, the monitors to make sure the children are in line then to once they get to the lodge. And it's a simple process, John, because each organization that has pre-selected the child, boys and girls, 6 to 12 years of age, again, the criteria of financial need, hardship cases, once they arrive there, I personally then each child will say, John Scott, number 152. All they have to do is present that card, which is printed by me, and then they give it to the registration table. The registration table then checks them off. They put a wristband on them with their ID number that has been pre-selected. They walk inside the hall where we have Tucson Medical Center volunteers ready to custom fit each child with a bike safety helmet, as then they are escorted outside with a goodie bag. Once you get outside, we'll have Coach Hurley, the basketball coach at Amphi High School with the varsity team members there. If a family member or a child needs assistance to take that bike in a box to the car, they're available there to help us with this cause.
Jesse, it's just amazing the number of people that just make this part of their holiday. They've been to almost every one of our giveaways for year after year after year. It just makes them happy. That's one of the great glorious things about this whole effort is you just feel good about it.
Yeah, one thing I did mention yesterday on Wake Up Tucson with Chris DeSimone, the beauty about this program, John, is we have now they're young adults now, 21, 22 years of age, of past recipients of a bicycle that now help with our event. So they understand and learn what charity does, because nothing is free. You know, somebody, I said, actually sponsored this bicycle, which means the generosity of your listening audience. I said that they sponsor the bicycle. And so in doing so, they now are giving a way for them to give back to our community.
Marathon Oil just gave us a call.
Yeah, Marathon Petroleum Oil. Who is Marathon Petroleum Oil? This is a new refiner that used to be primarily in the East Coast. They now market in the West Coast, which is Arizona. Said people can actually, when you see these Speedway stations that are branded now.
Yeah, I see those
all the time.
This is Marathon Oil. We want to thank Roxy Vargas, who actually coordinated, because when Nicole was on the line, Marathon Petroleum Oil donated $1,650.
Good grief. Thank you. Yes, absolutely. That gets us off to a great start in this hour number one.
So in doing so, John, as a public is going around Tucson, I ask that you please patronize the Speedway stations. Why? Because they care about Tucson. They're donated funds to sponsor bicycles. But at the same time, I said, when you see these new stations here in Tucson, like Petroleum Oil, they didn't have to do what they're doing now. I mean, they're only been in Tucson now for 3 months. And so but they also recognize that, in fact, I was told by a good friend of mine, an associate up in Phoenix, they want to know how to put a bike-in-a-box program in Phoenix.
Wow.
So I gave him the template, because what he acknowledged was that bike-in-a-box, this annual bike giveaway, is Arizona's largest charity that does this type of program to serve needy children with a Christmas bicycle.
Well, and we've let it grow over how many years? Over 20 years.
21 years.
And from a giveaway of 5 or 6 bikes in the first year to 500 bikes every year at this time is just a remarkable success story. 790-2040, 790-2040. Hope you'll pick up the phone, buy a bike for a child, and Lugo Charities, a bike in a box effort, 2019. 790-2040. Simple phone call, but an important call to make during the holiday season. Tucson Map and Flags announce a concierge service. Tucson Map and Flag store Tucsonans have grown to love is now closed. But Tucson Map and Flag is open during business hours on your phone. Call Charles Smith at American Flag, the American Flag expert, at 887-4234. Order your American-made flag at a great price. Almost any size is available. Travel maps to most anywhere in the world available. And now the concierge service of Tucson Map and Flag is just a phone call away. Call Charles Smith at 887-4234. Place your order. Tucson Map and Flag, sharing your pride in America with displaying America's most cherished symbol. Call 887-4234. This portion of the John C. Scott Talk Show originates from the Perfection Auto Works studios. Back in a moment. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Lugo Charities is an Arizona charity which assists underprivileged children, and therefore donations qualify as a tax credit on Arizona income tax returns. So consult with your tax advisor for more details. Gift or donations are needed in order to allow us to continue our annual effort of serving underprivileged children throughout our community with a new bicycle. LugoCharities.com. It's right out all on the website, the whole story of who we are and what we've done over 20 years, Jesse. It's there. It's a great website.
It's a great site. You know, again, Deb Weitzel with Tagline Media.
She's a genius. She really is. She's fabulous.
You know, the one thing when I meet with Debbie each and every year, you know, Charlie, you can have a website that has a lot of razzle-dazzle. I said, ours is very simple. I say you log into it, the home screen tells you the history about Bike in a Box and our event this year. It has a link there for videos, also photos, how to donate. But the other thing is, if you're an Amazon shopper, please click on that link. Save that as your sign-on link on it, because by doing so, then you're selecting Lugo Charities as a charitable organization. For every purchase you make from that point on, as long as you use that particular site, then Amazon donates 5% of all your purchases from that point on.
Well, because of generous donations and year-round fundraising efforts, we're able to secure funds for $25,000 a year to purchase 500 new bicycles each year. Of course, we don't have the money yet. We're asking you to help donate, and call 790-2040 and make your donation so that we can complete the 2019 effort. Every year we've made our goal. I don't remember a year we didn't miss it. I mean, it was just amazing.
You know, that's one thing, John. Certainly we make it very easy for people to donate. Again, they can just call in, or if not, go to LugoCharities.com. On the left-hand side of the link, you'll see donate online, or you download the form. A million your contribution, tax-deductible contribution.
Well, we want people to pick up the phone, call 790-2040. Again, you're searching throughout the year for the children that are very special that get these bikes, and talk about that process again and how these children are chosen. Nicole gave us a kind of a bird's-eye view, but you have an overall view.
Well, you know, throughout Tucson, John, you know, I look at the news stories that are held here in Tucson where there's need throughout the community, and there's need throughout Tucson, whether it be north, west, east, and south. And so when I see a story, whether I read in the paper or the media, then I'll make a note on it, and then I'll actually go visit that particular, say, school, church, nonprofit, youth support center, and see what services they offer, you know, to the children. By doing so, then we allocate bicycles then to these organizations so they can pre-select the children, boys and girls 6 to 12 years of age, with our criteria of financial need and hardship cases. And they do an excellent job in doing so because, John, as you've been there, you know, when once the children get there, you're able to witness all these children. And, in fact, last year was a little tearjerker where you have a few of immigrants, children that attended the festivities. They didn't know what Santa was. They never seen Mrs. Santa. But the superheroes, some of them got scared of the superheroes. They may have seen him in the cartoons, but when they left, the parents or the guardians, you know, they were very appreciative to make sure that we knew, and now it's last 3 or 5 members, that we appreciated them being invited to receive their first bicycle, you know, for Christmas.
You know, I've always talked about a young boy that got a bike. This is early on when we started giving them away, back almost 2 decades ago, that wanted his sister to get the bike first. And she said, no, you ride the bike. And they were sitting there arguing about who was going to get on the bike first. But it becomes a family bike. And every child in that family gets to be kind of an owner, co-owner of that bicycle. And it just makes it a special event.
Yes.
For the entire family. And I tell you, we've had some days, and I hope December 7th, 2019 is not one of them, that it's been really cold, raining and wet and cold. And kids with not many shoes on, or not shoes at all, in fact, sandals, were sitting out there freezing, waiting for their bicycle or waiting to be a part of the whole history of the event. But when you take literally 500 bikes and you stretch their brothers and sisters and aunts and uncles and relatives around the block, you get a very long line and a lot of people lined up to be a part of the event. But no matter how cold it is, it will warm your heart to see what happens. I mean, it really will. That's why we invite people to come watch this event take place on December 7th, 10 o'clock in the morning at the Elks Lodge, 385 at 1800 North Oracle.
Well, John, you know, today it will be 2 weeks before our event, so certainly funds are needed in order to pay for all the bicycles. A bicycle is $55. We had a slight price increase, but after 10 years, John, Walmart was able then to keep the price up, but unfortunately because of shipping charges and cost of steel. They're $55 to sponsor one bicycle, $110 to sponsor 2 bicycles, then $275 to sponsor 5 bicycles. But as like Marathon Petroleum Oil, they became an Emerald sponsor at $1,650.
Wow, this is amazing. And we'd like you to be a part of it. 790-2040, 790-2040. Just call up and make a pledge. You don't have to go on the air. If you'd like to, we'd love to talk with you, 790-2040. So many people, Jesse, and you've looked at the list of those who've given every year for literally decades. Isn't that amazing?
Absolutely.
See the same name and an additional amount of money, but always there for us.
Yeah, one thing that I did mention on Christy Simone's Wake Up Tucson yesterday, one of the first contributions, I was driving up to the studio here at about 5:30 in the morning. Attorney Robert Steinberg, you recall, John, many years ago when Robert Steinberg, actually he attended the University of Arizona, graduated from law school, and when I was still in high school, I actually used to service his Mustang, El Gilworth, a Chevron station located in Speedway 6th Avenue, which later on in 84, then I purchased the station from Gil. But Robert became a very successful attorney. Robert was a foremost attorney that represented independent dealers throughout America. And there, anytime you had a legal issue, he did class action lawsuits. Today, if anything has to do with mesothelioma, cancer, he is the go-to guy to retain if you have those medical conditions.
Wow.
Robert today is in Los Angeles, California. We used to be in Dallas in a Pentagon, a high tower suite on it. But he's now in L.A. We want to thank Robert because yesterday I was driving in. He donated $550.
That's fantastic.
And he does that each and every year.
That's fantastic. It really is. And you take a look at these people that have given year after year after year. Saw Bruce Ash. He's going to be with us again this year, I'm sure. Jim Campbell's a great friend of ours. And others that have given. Alan Norville is another. that has become kind of a regular. We have lost George Khalil, unfortunately, as he has passed away, but he was a great supporter of ours as well. I'm sure Khalil Bottling will help us in his place, but it's just amazing how people have become a part of this effort.
Yeah, George Khalil, you know, he always called me after we had your show, and I said, Lugo!
Lugo!
Yeah. I said, who is this? Of course, I played along with him. I said, are you around here? So I go down and visit with him and say, what do you need? So if we need it, we're a little short. He covered the whatever we were short of funds each and every year.
At the end of it, you go, well, we're $1,500 and I'll take care of it.
I believe his brother's name is John that's taken over Khalil Bottling Company. And we hope that he carries the tradition of Khalil Bottling Company to sponsor bicycles for needy children.
But one bike from Michelle, I guess, 55. No, that's it's call in. We've got another bike, $55. So
very good.
That's very good. 790-2040 is the phone number to call. Again, December 7th is the date you need to write down. And we want you there at the Elks Lodge 385 at 1800 North Oracle Road at 10 o'clock in the morning. What you'll see there is the police making it a very safe intersection by moving the traffic around all of the event that's taking place. You'll see the huge fire station ladder truck with Santa and Mrs. Claus and at the top of it, and it'll be coming down to Earth with Santa and Mrs. Claus. And then you'll see all the Super Power Rangers and such that'll be there. But you'll also see family after family after family that have come to be a part of this Bike in the Box effort 2019. And it adds up to be hundreds and hundreds of people. But without the folks working at the Elks Lodge 385, the people that open their doors to this event, we wouldn't be able to do it. 1800 North Oracle, and what a great group the Elks Club is, and the efforts that they've shown to be all a part of it.
Absolutely.
And they're in to help us out.
Yeah, John, we want to recognize the Voice 1030 KVOI radio, trusted local news and talk, because without the listening audience of this radio show, surely it's very difficult for us then to outreach out to the community to sponsor a bicycle. Again, when it was brought to my attention that Bike in a Box now is Arizona's largest charity organization that gives out Christmas bicycles to needy children throughout Tucson.
That's amazing, and I hope somebody copies this in Phoenix. I do. You know, you gave them the way to do it.
Absolutely, John. Again, certainly I believe that they also have a talk radio show up in Phoenix, because that's the key component of this, why we've been so successful, John. Not only by your past radio stations that you've been on, but now with KVOI here, 1030 AM radio, it's a huge listening audience. Not only a Wake Up Tucson early in the morning from 6 to 9, of course now John C. Scott Show from 2 to 4. These are individuals that certainly we outreach to, because, you know, these people that listen to these programs, you know, they want to know what's going on here in Tucson. And certainly by having their ear for a little time and they acknowledging that they want to get the Christmas spirit versus, again, if they're feeling gloomy and doomy, then why not sponsor one bicycle for a needy child? Because you're going to change the life of one child. That's what we do. We change lives one child at a time.
790-2040, call and donate a bike, please. Lugo Charities has partnered with the Elks Lodge 385 to hold the annual 500 bicycle giveaway to benefit underprivileged children in our town. Children selected within the social service agencies, youth groups, churches, and schools, and family support organizations. Bicycles are distributed in a box so that parents and guardians can together assemble the bicycle in promoting the true Christmas spirit of family unity and teaching children the basic assembly and adjustments to their new bike. Children also custom fitted with a safety helmet provided by Tucson Medical Center and its volunteers. 790-2040. We're over about $1,500 right now, at least, pretty close.
$1,760.
All right, we'll get to $2,000 by the end of the hour. 790-2040. Quick break, come back to wrap up hour one of the John C. Scott Special Edition Bike in a Box effort 2019. Thanks for being with us. Give us a bike. 790-2040. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the John C. Scott Special Edition of our show on this Saturday afternoon. This portion of the John C. Scott Talk Show originates from the Perfection Auto Work Studios. I want to thank Mike Emery for underwriting our efforts every weekend. It's great to see him at the theater this morning before we all saw Midway. Go see the movie. It'll make you proud to be an American if you're not already. It will just absolutely send chills up your back. It really will. Here's the phone number to call, 790-2040, 790-2040. A bicycle's $55. All you got to do is pick up the phone and donate one for a child. We'll be giving away the bikes December 7th at Elks Lodge 385 at 1800 North Oracle Road. And that is an event that we invite you to. It's open to the public. There's a parking lot right next to the Elks Club Lodge, and you can park there easily. Just come on by and watch Santa and Mrs. Claus descend from the ladder truck of the Tucson Fire Department, and then watch hundreds of children be as happy as they can be on a day in which 500 of them receive a brand-new bike, thanks to your efforts and Lugo Charities and Bike in a Box 20 years later. Boy, when we started this, we never thought it was going to get to this. I mean, you got $500,000 and 12,500 bikes in what we've done.
And we never thought we were going to have gray hair either.
No, we didn't either. That's true. I just had a birthday going, wow, what happened? Really? You got to be kidding me. You know,
John, again, you know, the with Marathon Petroleum Oil, that has a Speedway branded stations here now in Tucson, but throughout Arizona. You know, I have to tell your listening audience, if you're out there just, you know, as we're entering into the holiday season, you need gasoline, stop by at your nearest Speedway station, because again, their mother company is Marathon Oil. When you do, just go inside and tell the cashier, I said, thank you for supporting, I said, Bike in a Box to sponsor bicycles for needed children, because without their efforts, and certainly there are other refiners here in Tucson that certainly have the opportunity to donate, but since Marathon Petroleum Oil with Speedway branded stations here in Tucson, certainly we ask you then to patronize their station for giving to a charitable organization.
Well, each year Santa and Mrs. Claus greet all the children that are pre-selected for this very special event. And because of generous donations and year-round fundraising, we're able to secure about $25,000 every year to purchase 500 new bicycles. Lugo Charities and Bike in a Box, an Arizona charity that assists underprivileged children, and therefore donations qualify as a tax credit on the Arizona income tax returns. So please consult your tax advisor for more details. Gift or donations are needed in order to allow us to continue an annual effort serving underprivileged children with a new bicycle. Please help. Call us at 790-2040 and join our special event day, this portion of the John C. Scott Show, trying to raise money for Bike in a Box.
You know, John, again, you know, the hospitality that we get with Elks Lodge 385 located 1800 North Oracle Road. If you're an individual that's looking for an organization to join that helps here in Tucson, because one of the things that Elks Lodges do by Elks Lodge International, they are only second to the U.S. government that gives out scholarships to high school seniors year in and year out.
That's amazing, isn't it? There's hundreds and hundreds of scholarships all across America.
That's
thanks to the Elks Lodge.
Wow. And individuals can actually go to a local lodge and actually request an application. This way they're considered, because like Elks Lodge 385, when they receive the application, then those young adults that are going to attend a college or a trade school, they're given the opportunity to do an interview, but at the same time, if they're selected, then they receive a sponsor scholarship from the Elks Lodge.
And, of course, without Elks Lodge help, we'd be hard-pressed to have a location for an event. You belong to Elk Lodge 385. I asked you one time why you belong to that lodge, and you said they're just great people.
Great people.
I guess that's enough, right?
But they have, you know, their mission is to help those in need here in the community, but they have other events. Like this morning, they have a hoop shoot. What is a hoop shoot? You have boys and girls 6 to 14 years of age that shoot free throws. Today's event was at the El Rio Boys and Girls Club off of El Rio Drive, just west of the El Rio Golf Course. And so there's about 50 children that attended that event shooting free throws. So the ones that are qualified then will qualify for state. If they're selected from state, they'll go to a national and then continue to receive benefits, I said, by shooting just free throws. But also in December, I believe
Sam Stone just called in, gave us a bike, and Sam's been a part of our radio show for so long, and obviously we're sort of pleased. He works for a city councilman, Saul DeCiccio in Phoenix, and we want to put him on the air. Sam, welcome to the show. Thanks very much. I appreciate it.
John, glad to hear from you, and my pleasure. Absolutely. Hope it helps a kid have a great Christmas.
Well, you know, Sam, we want to thank you for calling it. Could you share a story about when you first received your bicycle and what it meant to you in doing so, and the freedom and all the benefits that you received from it?
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. I think I was about 4 years old. My father bought, it was a little green bicycle with training wheels on it, and then immediately took the training wheels off, pulled me out onto the little grassy hill behind our house, and just started sending me down it until I could stay up. You know, but you took those falls, you learned that lesson, and I'll never forget those bonding moments with my father, and, you know, 24 hours later, there I was taking off down the driveway, pedaling away, which, you know, a little scary, I'm sure, for the parents watching your four-year-old take off down the driveway, but it's certainly a great moment for every kid.
But, you know, as you mentioned, you know, if he fell off the bicycle, got a minor scratch, as you said, you live and learn, and we have a Mexican saying, el chingazo avisa, which means the pain will alert you, so then you know what not to do next time so you don't fall, you know, from the bicycle. But, again, just the having the opportunity to receive your first bicycle with training wheels. But how long did it take before you took those wheels off?
He actually, it came home with training wheels on it, and he took them off.
Actually, he still has them on his bike. I just wanted to tell you that. He may be telling you something different now, but we know.
Well, John is absolutely right. Yeah, no question. Yeah. But, you know, I mean, the thing about bicycling is, you, especially for a kid, you get that bike. We talked about the fall. All those things are part of life, right? You fall, you get up. It's always what's most important. And the freedom and learning how important that is, and being able to make decisions for yourself in your life. And that's what a bike brings a lot of kids. And you know, it's really a special thing.
You're really a good guy. You're a great guy, Sam. Thanks for the bike. Appreciate it very much. Merry Christmas to you.
Sam,
thank you.
My pleasure, as always. Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you, Sam.
Leo Gondomaleski is with us. Used to be the hockey coach of America, and certainly our team's here. And Leo, welcome to our show. I'm glad you're here. Thanks a lot. Help us out with a bike.
Yeah, we're going to get a couple of them. Ice Cat Hockey of Southern Arizona. We still exist. We still are raising money for Muscular Dystrophy and Augie's Quest. And,
great.
Big fan of yours. Big fan of Jesse, of course. We go back 1,000 years, eh?
Yeah, quite a few, Coach. In fact, going back to, I believe, 1990, where Coach visited me at my station, and he said, you know, be good, Jesse, if you can sponsor the Ice Cats. I said, what are the Ice Cats? It's ice hockey here in Tucson. There's no ice in Tucson. Of course, enough, you know, he took me down to the community center. There was ice. At that time, then, Coach and I sat, and we put a package together for me to solicit to Chevron Corporation.
Coach, I'll tell you what, if you could hang on right through a very quick news break, I need to talk to you about your fundraising efforts with the Ice Cats still viable. Would you mind staying with us? I'd love for you to do that. It's so great to talk with you again. You're one of the best people on earth. Do you know that? Put that on your license tag, best person on earth. Good. Leo, stay with us. We'll be back in a moment.